praise the Lord. It is my year of breaking limits. Please, let's rise up this morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's exalt him. Let's magnify this great God. Let's thank him. Let's worship him this morning. Someone thank him from the depth of your heart. He is a faithful God. He has done all things well. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him this morning. He woke us up this morning. What a faithful God. Father, thank you. Lord, what a mighty God you are. What a faithful God you are. We have come this morning appreciating your faithfulness, appreciating your loving kindness, your tender mercies. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Is somebody appreciating the faithfulness of God all through this month, the last day, the last Thursday in the month of May 2020? Appreciate this faithful God. Father, thank you. We have come with a heart of gratitude this morning, appreciating your mighty hand, your outstretched hand that has been with us. Is somebody grateful this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Thank him and thank him and thank him. He has decorated your destiny. He has moved you forward. Turn around on every side. Celebrate this faithful God. Give him glory. Give him honor. He has made you a sign to your world. He has made you a wonder to your generation. Give him glory this morning. Give him honor. Give him adoration. We have come in the presence of the Lord. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are someone is coveting the fullness of God this morning. Ask the Lord, I'm in your presence this morning. Lord, send me my word. Engrace me this morning on the altar of prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Lift up your voice and begin to ask the Lord what you desire in his presence. The joy of the Lord is your strength this morning. Father, by the sent word, by the right word, by your word in season this month, turn my round, turn my life around. Cause breakthrough to be my portion this morning. Thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Now lift those hands up and begin to wave it on. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Let's celebrate God with a hand of grace as we invite the praise team.
That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Sing that wonderful name, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus, Jesus. That wonderful name,
wonderful name.
He is Jesus,
Jesus.
That wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
He is Jesus. There is no other name I know. Sing that wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
He fills all in all.
There is no
other name. visitation.
Great visitation.
He is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He is here once again to heal.
Hallelujah.
And deliver.
Great visitation.
That great visitation.
Oh,
that great visitation.
Oh, yes. Great visitation.
Oh, we've come to you today. Together for Jesus. Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, now and forevermore. Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Almighty Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, now and forever. Almighty Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, now and forever.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
hallowed
be your name.
Lord be the name.
All power is yours, and all the
glory,
now and forever.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
hallowed be.
All the power is yours,
and
all the glory.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
hallowed
be your
name.
We celebrate you, Jesus.
Power is yours,
and of the glory,
hallowed forever.
Almighty Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed
be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Excellent, O God.
Excellent,
O God. Hey. Your name is excellent. Mighty God. Excellent, O God. Excellent, O God.
Excellent, O God.
Excellent, O God.
Excellent, O God.
Your name is excellent. Excellent, excellent,
excellent, O God.
Excellent, O God.
Excellent, O God.
You are excellent, excellent,
excellent,
excellent,
O God.
Your name is excellent. Excellent, O God.
Excellent, O
Hallelujah.
God.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated? Very shortly, we'll be on our feet to give quality thanks to God. And when we rise, we're going to be saying, Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever put his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice this morning. And let's give quality thanks to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Our Father, we have returned this day to give you thanks and to appreciate you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Thank you, mighty God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. We return with the heart of appreciation today. Our Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. We return to give you thanks. We return to appreciate you. We return to give you all the glory. Thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice unto the Lord this morning and let's give him quality thanks from the depth of our heart. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, mighty God, for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Let everyone hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Appreciate him intensely from the depth of your heart. Let your thanksgiving reach out to heaven today. Father, we thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. We return to say thank you. We give you all the glory, our Father. Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, King of glory. We return this morning to appreciate you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice unto the Father, give him quality thanks. Let it emanate from the depth of your heart this morning. Appreciate him intensely. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We appreciate you, our King. Thank you, Father, for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. We have returned to say thank you. We have returned to appreciate you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Our Father, we have come this morning to give you thanks. We have come to appreciate you. We have come to exalt your name for all you have done for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, our Father. Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for destroying it to the root. We appreciate you, Lord, for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your two hands to the Lord and give him thanks. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand.
We'll continue in our intercession this morning, praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Amen. Ezekiel 34:25, paraphrase, I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice as you pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. Judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, In the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Will you lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. You said we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. Let judgment come upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with faith and fervency this morning that the Lord will judge every evil beast seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the church, flock of Christ in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment. Let the judgment of God come upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently. This is a prayer that must be answered, that the Lord will bring upon judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray fervently this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Let the judgment of God come upon them swiftly in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Let the judgment of God come upon them. Father, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. This is our heart desire, Lord, and we pray earnestly this morning that judgment will come upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all evil beasts seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your hands, begin to magnify the name of the Lord for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be praying, saying, Father, turn every winner and everyone worshiping with us online into a sign and a wonder this year, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom. Zechariah 8:23 paraphrases, shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of the skirt of he that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your voices. Father, turn every winner and everyone worshiping with us online into a sign and a wonder this year, thereby drawing many, many others into the kingdom. Lift up your voice, everyone, and let's engage our hearts in this intercession. We are praying, asking our Father to turn every winner and turn everyone worshiping with us online from every part of the globe into living wonders, into signs and wonders this year, thereby drafting many others into the kingdom. Father, that's our prayer this morning. That's our demand this morning. In the name above every other name, We are asking to turn every winner and everyone connected to this global mandate. Lord, turn everyone into a living sign and a living wonder this year. Lord, cause the events of our lives to be practically supernatural. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thereby drafting many others into the kingdom and even to this church. Lift up your voice and show you are pushing this intercession in prayers. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit in this intercession this morning. We are praying a prayer that heaven must respond to. Father, this is our cry this morning. We are asking you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn every winner and everyone connected to us online into a sign and a wonder this year, thereby drafting multitudes everywhere into the kingdom and even into this church. Lift up your voice and show you are praying with passion, engaging your heart in this intercession. We are praying a prayer that heaven must respond even to today. Father, turn every winner. We lift up every winner everywhere. We lift up everyone connected, worshiping with us online. And we are asking that you turn every one of them into signs and wonders this year, thereby drafting multitudes, drafting many others into the kingdom. Lift up your voice, everyone. We are pushing this intercession with faith in our hearts, demanding of heaven supernatural transformation for every winner and for every of our online worshipers. Let that become the testimony. Let that become the experience of everyone connected to this global mandate. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying this morning. You are praying from the depth of your heart. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit in this intercession. Remember, it is written, I and the children given. We are for signs and wonders. Lord, let that be the experience of every winner and every of our online worshipers this year. Let there be supernatural transformation. Lord, signs and wonder, order of visitation in every component of our lives, thereby turning everyone into living testimonies. Lift up your voice. Push this intercession with faith in your heart. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit in this supplication. Our Father, we are asking you concerning every winner everywhere and every of our online worshipers. We are praying this morning, turn everyone of us into living signs and wonders even this year. Let men see your good work. Let men see your transformation in the lives of every winner, and let them be attracted to the kingdom and attracted to this mandate. Lift up your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Engage the fervency of your spirit in this intercession. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, for this is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand, please. You may be seated.
We shall yet rise to pray, saying, Father, pour upon me the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. In Psalms 5, verse 12, the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will he compass him as with a shield. Let's rise and pray. Our Father, pour upon me the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. This is a personal supplication. You are lifting up your voice everywhere across the globe, demanding for grace and help from the Lord, crying out for his help this morning. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, pour upon me the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Baptize me afresh with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. This is your will. Let it be done. My eyes are on you this morning, my Creator, my Father, my Savior. I cry unto you this morning for a fresh baptism of the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. Lift up holy voices everywhere. Engage your faith and confidence in the word of God. Place a demand this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, pour upon me the spirit of the fear of God. Baptize me afresh with the spirit of the fear of God. Energize my inner man with the spirit of the fear of God, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. Father, I know you won't break your word because of anyone. I align with your word, therefore, this morning as I place a demand for the outpouring of the spirit of the fear of God upon my life, for the baptism of the spirit of the fear of God in my destiny, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. Lift your voice and place a demand. How much more shall our Father pour out his spirit to as many as ask him? This is the word of God. Place a demand, therefore. Cry out for some more of the outpouring of the spirit of the fear of God to please him continually and to enjoy his favor all areas of your life. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, even this morning, let there be an outpouring of the spirit of the fear of God upon me and upon all that are placing a demand for it. Lift up your voice this morning. Cry out desperately. The fervent prayer of a righteous man makes power available. Place a demand right now. In fervency, cry out to God, my Father, my God, pour upon me the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. My eyes are on you, and I'm placing a demand in faith. My Father, even this morning, I am desperately thirsting for the outpouring of the spirit of the fear of God, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life. Is God hearing your voice? Are you crying out this morning? Are you placing a demand? Register your presence before your God. My Father, I'm here this morning asking of you for a fresh baptism. Mantle me afresh with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can continue to enjoy your favor in all areas of my life, so I can keep pleasing you and enjoying your favor in all areas of my life. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You shall encompass him round about. Therefore, Lord, I pray this morning, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, register me as part of those who enjoy your favor in all areas of life. Energize me with the spirit of the fear of God. Strengthen me with the spirit of the fear of God. Pour upon me the spirit of the fear of the Lord, so I can keep enjoying your favor in all areas of life, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is crying out right now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands in appreciation. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. And this time we are saying, Father, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Amen. Matthew 13 and verse 39, it says, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. You are engaging the entirety of your heart, engaging your faith, engaging fervency, praying with passion. As you call upon the name of the Lord this morning, our Father, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx
of multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Make sure your voice is heard on high. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. We call upon you this morning. We are decreeing today the release of reaper angels. Let them invade the entirety of our harvest field, on every street, every lane, every highway, and all the hedges, invading communities, localities, villages, hamlets, settlements. Lord, we decree the release of reaper angels. They are innumerable in number. Therefore, we deploy them, Lord, across the entirety of our harvest field, to invade the harvest field and begin to invoke the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are provoking the release right now of the reaper angels. Begin to call upon the Lord and pray in faith. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. We are decreeing right now the release of reaper angels. Let them be deployed into our harvest field, every street, every lane, all the highways and all the hedges. Let them be deployed to the villages, the hamlets, the settlements, wherever people are found. Let the reaper angels invade our harvest field and compel the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Are you praying that prayer? Make sure your voice is registered on high. You are calling upon the name of the Lord, and you are doing so in faith, with full assurance that what you are requesting, what you are decreeing, is being delivered. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. My Father, my God, we decree right now the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Are you praying that prayer? They are ministering spirits. They hearken to the word of his command. Therefore, begin to decree right now on the authority of God's word. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels into our harvest field, compelling the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Make sure your voice is heard on high. Make sure you are engaging in faith this morning. Our Father and our God, we decree right now the release of reaper angels. Let them invade our harvest field to every nook and every cranny. Let them invade our harvest field to the streets and to the lanes. Let them invade our harvest field to the highways and to the hedges, causing, oh Lord, the influx of multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Engage in faith this morning. Our Father, we decree right now the release of reaper angels into our harvest field. Thank you, Father, for it. Lift your hand and lift your voice and glorify God this morning. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray our personal supplication. This is a time when we have the opportunity to speak to the Lord concerning the desires of our heart. As we do so this morning, 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 15. The Bible says, "And Hannah answered and said, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord." Please rise up on your feet wherever you may be and begin to pour out your soul unto the Lord. We know the end of the story. The son called Samuel came forth. Your own Samuel must come forth at this time. Speak to the Lord and pour out your soul unto him like Hannah did. Make sure you are speaking to the Lord. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto him. At this time, take advantage of this moment. Your own Samuel too must come forth. Let God hear you as you pour out your soul unto him. Do it in faith. Do it confidently. Right now, begin to give thanks unto the Lord for answered prayers. You have poured out your soul unto him. He has heard you. He has answered you. Now thank him and praise him and bless him. Glorify his name. Lift up your hands to the Lord and give him praise. Give him glory. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for answered prayers even right now. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
In this service, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, business breakthrough after joining this commission. In 2019, I was challenged in my businesses and I made huge losses. As a result, I became so indebted. However, I joined this commission in September 2019, and it has been the best thing that has ever happened to me.
I was exposed to the raw word of God and the mysteries of the anointing oil, the mantle, and kingdom advancement prayers. That same year, I came for Shiloh. And during one of the services, Bishop David Oyedepo asked us to write down our prayer requests. Top on my list was that God should grant me breaking limit order of transactions in one of my businesses that was totally dead. Meanwhile, I began the year with nothing, but my faith was so strong as I held onto the prophetic declarations I heard since September when I joined the commission. I also continued in my engagement and kingdom advancement prayers. Then suddenly, at the end of February, God showed up. All through the lockdown, my business was flourishing and I was making heavy profits right from the comfort of my sitting room. I have paid over 60 million naira of my debt without borrowing. I return all the glory to the God of this commission. The testifier is Kole E. Someone celebrate Jesus again with a hand clap. Number two, barrenness terminated after joining this commission. I got married in December 2007. Thereafter, I trusted God for the fruit of the womb. In April 2010, my younger sister invited me to this commission and I came. In May, after the Liberation Night service, I was confirmed pregnant, and in March 2011, God blessed us with a bouncing baby girl. Thereafter, conceiving became an issue despite several trials. However, in May 2016, during the Liberation services, I asked God to bless me with the fruit of the womb. I further told God that when this commission will be celebrating her 40th anniversary, I want to have all my children, two boys and two girls. Lo and behold, in December 2017, the God of this commission showed up again. I was confirmed pregnant. When I went for scan, it was revealed I was expecting a set of triplets. Someone celebrate Jesus with a hand clap. In 2018, I delivered my set of triplets, two boys and a girl. Today, God has blessed me with two boys and a girl as requested. I give God all the glory. Someone rise up to your feet, put those hands together for the Lord. Appreciate this miracle working God.
Lift up your two hands, everyone. Give God thanks this morning for those amazing testimonies of His good hand. Magnify Him for answered prayers this morning. If you believe that God heard you when you prayed, give Him thanks. If you believe that He heard us as a people when we prayed, give Him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. And all the people came early in the morning for to hear Him. Somebody's going to hear from heaven. Amen. This morning. Amen. Somebody will hear direct from heaven. Amen. This morning. Amen. God is sending somebody His own word. Amen. This morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Speak to me, Jesus. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you this morning. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Speak to me directly. Send me your word today. Let my own word come true to me this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Lord Jesus, we are here gathered at your feet. Let each one receive of your word today. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Debt of 60 million paid from the comfort of his sitting room. Learn of me. and I will give you rest. Come and learn of me, and I will give you rest. If somebody says turn for rest today, in the name of Jesus. Remember, every testimony is a pointer to your heritage in Christ. Psalm 119, verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Always try to find out what someone did that led to his testimony. And if you're interested, get connected on the same platform. And it's no respect of persons. He will do it for you. He came only September last year, where he got hooked on to the teachings of Christ and taking responsibility in praying kingdom advancement prayers and engaging the kingdom mysteries he's exposed to. And that is the outcome. Your outcome is sure. I want 2 boys and 2 girls. He said, okay, before the 40th anniversary, sure. He has calculated 1-1. And God said, okay, I'll give you 3 at a time. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
Yes.
You know what that means? 3 months per child. Because it's 9 months. Instead of doing nine months, having 29 months of pregnancy, you just carry one, and then you get everything. Now, serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. It's not a gift. It's not a calling. It's a responsibility that you choose to take or to refuse. If they obey and serve him, if they choose to, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. You don't have to be an evangelist to serve God. I'm divine and you are the branches. So every branch, and may that bears fruit, I will prune so it can bring forth more fruit. You have not chosen me, and he's talking to all of them, but I have chosen you and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should abide. So it's everybody's responsibility. It's not a calling. It's not a gift. John chapter 15 is to every disciple of Christ. Glory to God. And this is my Father glorified, that to bring forth more fruit. So fruitful stewardship is every believer's responsibility. You don't have to be an evangelist to serve God. Whosoever yield yourself to obey, his servants ye are, whom ye obey. Romans 6 and verse 16. Being an obedient son is what makes a servant. An obedient daughter of Christ is what makes a servant. It's not the title you wear, but the responsibility you take. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. Now, Daniel, the prime minister of Babylon, was a renowned servant of God. Is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee? I mean, it was that the king knew this is a bona fide servant of God. And according to the word of God, Daniel was praying 3 times a day. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and with his windows being open to the chamber, in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. This great national leader had enough time to be in God's presence 3 times a day. You cannot have a heart for God and not have time for Him. You cannot have a heart for God and not have time for Him. For wherever a man's treasure is, there his heart will be also. Matthew 6 and verse 21. You cannot have a heart for God and not have time for Him. David, king of Israel, was praying 3 times a day. Psalm 55 verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and they shall hear my voice. You can't have a heart for God and not have time for Him. Psalm 55 verse 17. 7 times a day he was in praise. Psalm 119 verse 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee, nor will I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times a day. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O God? He was always in church. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Psalm 84 and verse 10. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Psalm 84 verse 7. I was glad when they said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. You can't have a heart for God and not have time for Him. You can't have a heart for God and not have time for Him. You can't have a heart for God. That you don't have a time for God is a raw proof you don't have a heart for God. You can handle your own life. You are an expert. You have all the skill. It's not your position. It's where your heart is. It's not the size of your business. It's where your heart is. And without a heart for God, sir, the struggles of life are unlimited. Not everybody occupying any high position is alive. Most of them are merely existing. They live in fear day and night because there's a vacuum in their life. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Psalm 23 and verse 26. Give me your heart if you want your life to have meaning. Give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. You'll be free from the struggles of life. When Judah went away from the Lord, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, and great vexation was upon all the inhabitants of the earth. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city. For God did vex them with all adversity. But when the prophetic word came, and King Asa led Judah back to God, he gave them rest round about. It's not saying my heart is there. It's proving that your heart is there. Pray kingdom and running prayer for what? I'm already blessed. What do I need? I'm not Papa, please. Invite people to church, no? I don't have to invite anybody. Anybody who wants to come can come on their own. Help somebody in need. You better do before you become a needy. Life. Show me any child of God who ignores the instructions of God is heading for frustration first and devastation for next. You won't be a victim. Amen. Please note that you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. It's our covenant platform for prosperity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Remember the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and it adds no sorrow with it. Sorrow-free blessings, worry-free blessings, blessings that gives you rest, non-apprehensive blessings, blessings given you to enjoy. He has given us all things richly to enjoy. Not corner-cutting blessings. Straightforward blessing, testifiable blessings. That comes only from God. And that's your portion. Amen. That's your portion. Amen. Now, concerning Daniel, this notable servant of God, and this Daniel prospered. Daniel 6 and verse 28. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Bible historians say that Daniel was a point of reference to every government for 65 years. Because whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. I can assure you this, God giving wealth endures not only for life, but for generations after such individuals. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. His righteousness endures forever. His righteousness endures forever. Forever. As it is in the case of Abraham. That notable servant of God, he said, because of Abraham, my servant. Psalm 105 and verse 103, verse 42. 105, 42. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham, his servant. Abraham, his notable servant. Abraham, a man of prompt obedience. Abraham that would dive into anything God says at any time. Abraham, a lover of souls, who will intercede for the soul of Sodom and Gomorrah, the most corrupt city on the earth. And he said to him, because you have not withheld thy son, thy only son from me, by myself have I sworn, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. That's what Israel as a nation is drawing from today. They possess the gates of their enemies. They live in the midst of their enemies, but they're in charge. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And we are saying that today. Now, listen to me. The Church of Christ is the strongest human institution on the earth. Amen. The Church of Christ is the strongest over ages. Over ages. Over the ages. Amen. For in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There are many people here today across the nations of the earth. That's the heritage you will leave for your children. Amen. That's the heritage you are going to leave for your children. Amen. By your unreserved engagement in serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle. You are not being pushed. It's just with utmost delight. You are just enjoying it. So I've never needed anybody's encouragement. I'm 51 years old in the faith. Man, I've never needed anybody's utmost delight, even when you think it's crazy. Utmost delight. Can I tell you that we had no time for honeymoon when we got married? Utmost delight. In those days, you don't get a dime going to anywhere to preach. You just sow your life as a seed. Amen. Amen. This thing works. I caught this madness when I was 22, and I'm now 23. This madness has kept on decorating my life with unperturbed peace, unsolicited blessing. Blessing that pursues you and overtakes you. Glory to God. This thing works. The good news is you are securing not just your destiny, but your posterity. Amen. Serving the Lord is an investment into generations after you. Keep at it. Keep enjoying it. Keep jumping with opportunities to serve the Lord. I tell you something. We are at the verge of an outbreak of a revival. Yes, and the month of June and July constitute the midst of the year. I'm in a season of divine visitation that always leads to massive transformation for all those who care to engage. We'll hear it on Sunday. Get ready for it. I can tell you I'm already walking in June and then in July. Amen. You can't believe I'm already working on Shiloh 2020. Amen. I want to start tomorrow. Glory to God. Utmost delight. You are not being pushed. When I was 40, one of my fellows was saying, he thanks my wife. They were making comments. I said, for what? He said, for encouraging me. I said, I was never discouraged. You can ask her. I was never discouraged. I bounce up in the morning. I'm on my way. Amen. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Somebody excited?
Yes, sir.
My son, give me your heart. How many want to do that again this morning? Jesus, have my heart. You gave it to me the first time, the first place. Have my heart, Jesus. Have my heart, Jesus. Have my heart, Jesus. Have my heart, Jesus. I offer you my heart today. And grant me grace to keep demonstrating that you own my heart. That you own my heart. That you own my heart. What you say I will do, where you send I will go. What you command, I will obey. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Say with me, everyone that has a heart for God has time for him. One unmistakable proof that you have a heart for God is that you have time for him. Amen. Nobody ever outgrows obedience. When you cease from obedience, you keep paying the price. But I can tell you, obedience may be costly, but the end result is priceless. Welcome to a world of awe and rest.
Amen.
By your commitment to serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a new lifestyle.
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen. Today is declared your day of testimony,
Amen.
Your day of going forward,
Amen.
Your day of breaking limits,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Your day of rest.
Amen.
Your day of seeing God in action.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every prophetic word shall begin to find full-scale expression in your life,
Amen.
And your family.
Amen.
Peace all around you.
Amen.
Peace at home.
Amen.
Peace at work.
Amen.
Peace over your children.
Amen.
Peace over your spouse.
Amen.
Peace everywhere.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Peace over your health.
Amen.
Everyone under the sound of my voice today, that's under any affliction, I decree your freedom.
Amen.
I decree your rescue.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord, everybody.
Let's give glory to God. Let's give praise to his name. Appreciate him and give him the glory due unto him. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let us share the goodness. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.